I'm joined by the Guardian's Moscow correspondent, Miriam Elder. Miriam, what's the latest on the numbers from the election?
Well, we've got almost all the votes counted, and it looks like Putin has won just under 64% of the vote, according to the Election Commission. And we've got these fantastic numbers coming in from all over Russia, including in the caucuses, which traditionally gives high support to the Russian leadership. It's nearly 100% in Chechnya, and just over 92% in Dagestan and Ingushetia. But one of the interesting results is also the fact that Putin didn't even manage to get 50% in Moscow, which is where the protests have been strongest. He got just under 50% here.
And what's the reaction been to the results?
Right now we have some observers from the OSCE giving a press conference, and it looks like they're saying that the election was clearly skewered in favor of Putin. And we'll have to hear what they say, but I imagine they're referring to TV coverage being all for Putin and the fact that certain candidates weren't allowed to run. And then you have the Kremlin's own people coming out and saying that it was the freest election in Russia's history. And you have the chief of the Elections Commission now going on the attack of international observers, saying that they were in fact spies that are looking for access to nuclear sites. So it's turning into this, war of words.
And yet there have been some videos that appear to show clear ballot stuffing, despite the protestations by Putin that these were, very clean elections.
Yeah, and that's something that the opposition activists will be looking at more and more today. It's something that we also saw in the parliamentary vote. But also at the same time, it's just anger here is so high at Putin's return that I'm not even sure how much you have to even focus on the violations. These activists haven't accepted the elections from the beginning. They say, as the international observers are saying now, that it was skewered in favor of Putin and it wasn't democratic from the start.
And they'll be making their case on the streets tonight, is that right?
They will. There's a protest starting in just over 5 hours, and we've seen the Kremlin starting to get ready. There's some video being uploaded to the social networks of different sort of things that look like army trucks just amassing outside of the Kremlin. And the numbers aren't clear yet, but it should be probably tens of thousands of Russians who are unhappy with the election result coming out into the streets of central Moscow.
And given that the electoral process is effectively denied to them as a means of bringing change, how do they actually think they're going to bring about change?
Well, that's the question right now, whether they're going to fight for fast change or whether they're looking for a more long-term process, just looking for any signs of reform from Putin. You do have some aspects inside the protest movement that are radicalizing and calling for people to set up tents and do a sort of Occupy Moscow movement and try to force the Kremlin into change. And then a lot of the opposition leaders last night were saying, we don't have any illusions. We don't think that things are going to change in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. We just have to keep up the pressure and ensure as fair a political system as we can get over time.
And has there been any reaction to they were portrayed as concessions or an olive branch offered by Dmitry Medvedev?
Are you referring to him saying he'll look into the Khodorkovsky sentencing?
Exactly, yes.
Liberal parties. As far as I can tell, it's passed almost unnoticed. These people are used to Medvedev playing the sort of relatively liberal role and making these pronouncements and offering promises that don't really come to light. And also, he's not really seen as a powerful person anymore, even less so now that he's an outgoing president. So they'll need to hear that sort of a thing from Putin before it makes any kind of a splash.
And what did people make of Putin's tears when he made his speech yesterday?
Well, he's been trying to pass it off that it was from the wind. But if you look closely at the video, he really does look very emotional. And people here are taking it either with a laugh or in a really sad sort of way. I saw some people saying yesterday, where were Putin's tears when the children were killed in the terrorist act of Beslan? Where were his tears when the Kursk submarine sank? But then a lot of people are citing this very famous Soviet movie saying Moscow doesn't believe in tears, and that looking at it as just more of the theater that he's built in Russia.